show this week. Our trainer's tip features Jane Rodd with advice on how riders warm up. Jane, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I would like to talk about how riders warm up. I've worked with a lot of riders, especially amateurs, who, because of their financial constraints, often ride on their own without instruction. And one of the things they find the hardest is to warm up in a logical, methodical fashion. And that especially is important when they go to shows, that they have a warm-up that they can trust and that they know works for them and their horse, and that they don't change that when they go to a clinic or a show and they're warming up without any help.
So how would you like riders to just begin that approach?
Well, my tip basically is for a really concrete plan of action that can be personalised to suit each horse and rider partnership. So no matter what level the horse or what level the rider or what stage of training they're at, they can work out a plan following this formula that suits them. Every horse and rider is unique, and I think it's really important that instructors understand that. There is no one plan that works for everybody, and that's why I like this plan, because it's customizable. And the goal is to find methods that work to produce consistent, confidence-building results while following the really classical principles of training. It also applies to the rider. We talk a lot about warming up the horse, but all these steps actually apply to warming up the rider too. And I think that's important for the rider to think about, not just is my horse warmed up, but am I warmed up? Am I physically loose and supple? And am I in the right frame of mind to be asking the horse to do what I need it to do? And depending on the horse and the rider, and depending on the day, you know, some days it's warm, some days it's cold, some days it's windy, some days the horse has had a hard work the day before or gallop around the field and it comes out stiffer than others. Each step might take just minutes for some horses, but might take the whole session for others. You might go into a session where you're warming up and you actually never get to the point where you can actually work the horse to its full potential. So that's also important to realize as you go through this. The key is that the rider at each stage needs to have enough patience to wait until that stage is accomplished, and they need to find a feel that tells them when the horse has actually got to that point. So they need the patience to wait for it to happen and the feel to know when it's happened and when they can move on. So what I advise my riders to do is at each stage they need to do two things. They need to find a personal aid, like an aid memoir that helps them focus on their goal, and they need to find a pattern they can ride to assess whether the horse has reached that goal and whether you have the quality to move to the next stage. Now, when I say stages, I'm talking about the pyramid of training. The pyramid of training begins with rhythm, moves on to relaxation, and up to connection, impulsion, straightness, to flexion. Let's start with the bottom one, and I can use the bottom level to make an example of what I'm talking about. So at the very bottom, before we even start to worry about rhythm and relaxation, on the training scale, we have familiarization and habituation. And I think in this busy world, we and the horses, we're tempted to start without settling. Even if the horse is in a familiar ring, there's going to be things that have changed. You know, there's going to be new equipment in the ring. The weather's going to be different outside the window. Other horses might be turned out or brought back in while you're riding. Things change. And we just need to come in with a plan to just let the horse settle, let ourselves settle before we ask anything of either. So, using my aid memoir here, find a personal aid to assist you in focusing on your goal. So an example of that might be to make a conscious effort for you as a rider to look at the environment and to notice absolutely everything. You know, has the ring been dragged? Is there a new set of jump wings in the corner? Is there snow coming off the roof? I'm in Vermont, so lots of snow coming off the roof. And if you notice everything, stage number two, the pattern you might ride, might be to actually show your horse the whole ring as if he'd never seen it before every time you come in. So, you know, you walk into your corners, you walk past the door, you do a change across a diagonal, you write a pattern so he sees things from both directions. And until you feel that he's had a really good look round and you've settled, you shouldn't move on to the next stage, which is rhythm. So the horse learns about rhythm, about the regularity and energy, performing in a good tempo, and the rider needs to be in harmony. So your aid might be to have some kind of chant or song in your head that you repeat yourself as you're going around the arena that helps you to set that rhythm. And then you may choose a pattern, like a young horse, you may just go round and round the rail. A more advanced horse, you may do a serpentine, where you can monitor whether you can actually keep that rhythm. And then you repeat that at every stage of the training pyramid. You find ways that work for you and your horse to assess relaxation, connection, impulsion, straightness, and collection. So, as I said earlier, the key is for you to have enough patience at every stage to wait until these happen, and then to have a way of testing whether you've actually got the quality you need that helps you feel for that quality. And in any session, you need to be prepared to recognize that that's maybe where you have to stay today. If you're not getting the relaxation, you cannot move on to connection. So be patient and be really honest about what's going on with you and your horse. That way you build confidence and your warm-ups will always be successful.
Thank you very much indeed, Jane, for this very helpful trainer's tip.